against an offensive line that's had its confidence shaken a little bit. How do you guys capitalize on that and make sure that you don't?
Yeah, honestly, I mean, I've been in this league for so long. I've played teams where, you know, they've given up. You know, I always go back to the Texans. They gave up like 50 sacks, right? We came in there like week 10 when I was with the Chiefs, or week 11. And everybody's like, oh, he's going to. And then all we saw was bootlegs. So, I mean, teams also know that. And so you can't sit there and say, oh, I'm going to lick our chops and get after the quarterback, because you're going to get burnt in the run. So our game plan never changes. It's always, you know, we have to be successful on first and second down. You know, if you go through watching the game film, the reason teams have been successful, they've forced the Cardinals to be in situations where they've had to go down the field. They forced their offense, you know, to spread out and create some matchup problems. So that's what the game down comes down to. We have to be very good on first and second down. We have to smash the run. And then when we get our chance to get out the quarterback, we got to get after the quarterback. You know, and we have to outplay their defense. I mean, their defense is playing phenomenally well right now, and remember, they're 4-2 too. So
this is, you're coming back to more of a conventional offense. You got to stop. So how does that? Is it easy to switch?
Yeah, you know, I think for us, you know, we all, you know, as a front, we always say we like to move forward. You know, when you have to go side to side, and there's kind of multiple reads off things, it can muck things up, and you can create confusion sometimes if a guy, you know, maybe pops back and doesn't give a linebacker a clear read. With a conventional offense, I mean, we play a gap defense, so. You know, you know who's supposed to be where, when. And so for us, it's just getting back to being physical up front. You know, our front seven playing the way we've been playing, as far as, you know, shutting down the run and stuff like that. And just taking the positives from the Redskins game and then, you know, correcting the mistakes we made and then moving past it. We're looking forward. It's an opportunity to win at home, you know, play a home game and get to 5-2 and hopefully stay a game up in our division. And I mean, there's a lot of ramifications on this game. If it's an NFC game, it's a home game. So, you know, we're excited to get out there and play.
What's the response been like this week compared to the response after the Indy loss?
A lot better, honestly. You know, I think just because you go back, and probably because of the way we finished the game, you know, although, you know, and I say that in a term of, you know, we came back in that fourth quarter when we were down, and the guys fought. The Indy game was kind of disappointing as a defense because we gave up a big drive, you know. And granted, we gave up an 80-yard run to kind of put us in a hole, you know. We knew it all rode on that third down stop. And so, but I think guys realize how good we can be. At the beginning of the year, we were still trying to figure out, you know, who we were as a team, where we're at as a team. And I think guys realize, like, okay, you know what? There was a mistake here, a mistake there. We got to forget this, because we can be really good when we play the way we're supposed to play. And so everybody got in Monday, got on the tape. There was no, you know, finger pointing. He could have done that. You know, everybody owned it, from the coaching staff down to the players. Everybody owned it. We move on and we get ready to play. So from that standpoint, you can see the maturity in the team of, you know, not wondering like, oh, what's going on? We don't need a big speech from someone to get us going. Everybody's self-motivated to win.
You hear 22 sacks in three games, so you don't get at least a little bit excited? No, there's going to be chances.
I get excited every game. You know, especially home games when our crowd's loud, and you know they got to do, you know, like I said, you got, now they think we're about false start, they can't hear the count. So you know, home games are exciting. I get excited about every game, but like I said, I've been in situations where, you know, you can't dictate it, because like I said, you start worrying about one thing, your focus shifts. And every time you go out and you try to force a pass rush situation, you try to get this or you try to do that, you affect the integrity of the defense, you know. And so now I'm letting down 9 or 10 other guys, and B, you don't accomplish what you need to accomplish. You know, the game is a rhythm; things are going to come. You know, now if we can be good on first and second down, or, you know, even first down, you get some second long, third and long situations, great. You can pin your ears back and you can get after it. And if you can do that over and over and over, you create rhythms. And, you know, I watched the St. Louis game. A lot of those, you know, a lot of their sack numbers came up towards the end of the game. And that's after they got a lead and they were able to force them to do some things. And, you know, same way in the Buffalo game. And then you go back and you look at our game from last year. We were able to get a big lead, and that takes away a lot of things they can do. So, you know, we always break things down, so we view things kind of in a different way than just an overall number of 22 sacks in three games. You know, we look at it as situational football, and, you know, we have to be good in right situations to create those opportunities.
With the guys that have had multiple sack games against Batiste over there, do you study them and what they've done with Wake, Quinn, those guys?
Yeah, you know, my process is the same. You know, I look at what everybody's doing over there, and you know, what works, and if they do something that I have in my arsenal, then that's great. If they don't, you check it. You know, I break everybody down like I always do, these, you know, like I said, you don't get out of framework on a game like this because you're not going to accomplish anything.
How do you, adequately study film when Skelton hasn't played since week one and most of the run game is Beanie and Ryan Wells and they're
For us, it doesn't really matter who's carrying the ball. It's all scheme. I mean, they're not gonna do something different just because Skelton's in the game versus Cobb or Beanie or something like that. The run game's still going to be the run game. You know, for me, I always say defensive line, there's four blocks I see. You know what I mean? They're going to get a reach, a cutoff, a base block, or a pass block. I mean, and depending on which block I get, it doesn't really matter who has the ball back there. So for me, it's just the flow of their game, you know, preparation. There's enough film from preseason and week one on Skelton that we get to watch. And so, you know, different guys have different escape lanes from quarterbacks and stuff like that, so you kind of do a little bit of that. But, you know, the bottom line is, I mean, you just got to rush, and you got to. And when you get the opportunity to get the guy on the ground, you got to get him on the ground. And from an offensive scheme wise, I mean, it's the same for us. When Adrian went down, we didn't change our whole offense. You know, Toby stepped in, and we still ran our offense. So it doesn't really matter who's there. The scheme and the flow of it's still the same.
Do you think you guys can be a little more effective against Griffin if you see him again, or is
it not? Yeah, you know, that game's by. You know, people don't realize, people saw him, you know, throwing the ball, maybe, I mean, they might have threw it 17 times total. I don't even remember what the thing was, but, you know, they had three dropbacks. And so from a schematic sense, play action, we have strict, the pass is always secondary. First thing, you always got to stop the run. So from a schematic part, you always have your run responsibilities first. So, you know, load option, play action type deals will get you. But, you know, that game is what it is. I mean, if we see them later down the road, yeah, you know, we got film on it, we play it, but, you know, our only focus right now is the Arizona Cardinals. It really is. You know, like I said, you go back, you learn from those mistakes. We're not going to see another read option team, not this week. So, you know, we'll face that again when we get it. But again, you take the positives out of it, you correct the negatives, and you move on to next week. And right now we got the Arizona Cardinals, who are playing great, you know, good football. I mean, they've lost two in a row, but, you know, at one point they were 4-0. They've beaten some good football teams, and I mean, it's going to be a tough game.
This stretch of two games in 5 days, what is the demands of that physically?
That's brutal. I mean, it's hard enough to play, you know, one a week. Yeah. Just trying to get your body right, especially, you know, guys are nicked up or something like that. You know, it we put so much into those games. I mean, we physically, emotionally just exert everything we got. Yeah. And to be able to recover and come back for a Thursday game, it's tough. I mean, a Sunday night game is tough. And so a Sunday-Thursday game, it's asking a lot of guys, but, you know, I'm coaching staff and trainers do a great job getting everybody iced up and ready to go.
When do you usually feel right again after
about,
a Sunday game?
About Saturday night. Okay.
I mean, are there concerns with this? I mean, the league's going to more of this now.
It is, for me. I mean, especially as you get older in your career, you know, heck, I've been in the training room more this year trying to stay healthy than I have in my entire life. So for me, it's a concern just because you know how your body naturally progresses. Now, part of it's probably a mental thing to where, you know, mentally we just know by Friday we have to feel better when, you know, realistically we probably don't.
Yeah.
But a Thursday, I mean, to play a game Sunday and then come out and play a game Thursday is tough. And, you know, luckily we're at home, so at least we don't have to travel on a day and get on a plane. That could aggravate injuries even more. So, you know, it's just one of those things. You pray to the good Lord, you stay healthy, and you do extra cold tubs, do extra things to try to get the soreness out. But, you know, it's not like a team's coming off of another Thursday, you know, so everybody's in the same boat. So you go out and you make it happen.
How do you mentally prepare then?
rest, and pray coach doesn't have us some pads.
Good?
We're good? All right, thanks, guys. No problem.